I very much enjoyed three presentations, and I'm very pleased to be here. But I have to admit up front, I'm no expert on Korea. I'm the odd person out here. I have a long passion for Korea. I've been going to Korea for 30 years. Every now and then I've been writing a little bit up about Korea, but most of my work is really on international relations in outside of Iran and Korea. So I'm here really to learn, to listen, and perhaps to ask a couple of questions that come from an outsider. And I'd like to ask questions about the whole notion of Trostpolitik, both outlined by all the contributors in some ways or not. Of course, trust is good. It's the kind of concept, ethics, trust, human rights, that no one argues against. Everyone wants trust. But the question is, how do we get to trust? I think we've also seen over the last two or three decades that a confrontational approach to North Korea hasn't worked. It has neither brought peaceful resolution, nor has it improved the human rights situation in North Korea. So again, trust definitely would work better than confrontation. We have also seen that sometimes there have been breakthrough when the policy towards North Korea has been a bit more open. At the same time, as Dr. Petrov said, you know, the six-body talks haven't gone anywhere either. So the situation is not easy. So I'd like to kind of ask three questions or three areas I'd like the commentators to focus on around how to promote trust. The first issue is around face-to-face encounters. In my view, trust can only emerge if people actually see each other, talk to each other, and that is North Korean and South Korean people. That if they sit together and realize, you know, we are all Koreans, we are not demonized as it is in the narratives on each side. Both Dr. Choi and Dr. Lee speak of the need to build trust among the Korean people. So it can't just be a state-by-state affair, it can't just be a diplomatic affair, it has to be also some kind of grassroots interaction between North and South. Again, Dr. Lee spoke of non-traditional soft security issues that can lead to face-to-face encounters, disaster relief, health issues, and so on. To me, that's the real radical element of an approach to North Korea that has promise. But, of course, major challenges. I mean, on one hand, I see the Trostpolitik initiative still seems to me a very state-centric approach around track one, track two. Human security deals with people, but it's a very state-centric concept. So I think we need a more grassroots form of approach, and I would like to hear more about your suggestions. The other issue is, of course, the big challenge is, you know, how to get North Korea to open up. I mean, North Korea fully knows that control over its information system is key to maintaining any kind of control. So how do you get to promote face-to-face interactions? And I lived in Panmunjom for 2 years, and I know how little interactions there were back then. It's slightly better now through China's water areas, but still there's very, very few opportunities for average Koreans to meet, to get to build some sort of trust outside state structures. So that's the first question around how do you get to promote face-to-face encounters that can build trust? The second question is more around process. How to build trust on a peninsula where the wounds of war are still very fresh, where the war is still going on, where each side has a fairly entrenched, antagonistic kind of attitude towards the other, towards not just politics, ideology, but identity, very, very deeply rooted systems. I've done some work comparing Korea with Germany, and you know, Germany, decades after unification, has still very different identity patterns in the East and the West, very, very much entrenched, even though Germany was not nearly as much sealed as Korea was. A lot more interaction in Germany than in Korea. So how do you build that? And the consequences are significant. You know, Dr. Petrov spoke of the nuclear program that was basically built as a kind of a security mechanism, as a source of mistrust, so to speak, the opposite of trust. So how do you get to North Korea to trust South Korea enough, the U.S. enough, to no longer feel a need for a psychological deterrent? Dr. Lee spoke of establishing trust in the context of a liberal international order. But again, how do you get North Korea to trust an order based on liberalism, an ideology that is very much against this worldview? You know, where does trust come from? Where can you build that kind of common ground to trust? Third and final question, that's just from an innocent outsider. I was wondering if you can maybe, for me, help me understand the similarities and the differences between Trostpolitik and the Sunshine Policy. I lived in Korea during the Sunshine Policy. I've done some writing in my last book on reconciliation in the context of the Sunshine Policy. So I'd be fascinated to hear what are the parallels, what are the real breaks from the Sunshine Policy.